This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A federal judge sharply questioned Justice Department's decision to greenlight CVS Health Corp's nearly $70 billion acquisition of Aetna, and said it may order CVS to halt its integration of Aetna's assets while he considers the merger's implications. Among 2018 voters surveyed by AP VoteCast, a national study of the midterm electorate, 67% said the economic system isn't favorable enough to the middle class, including, notably, 54% of those who said they backed Trump 2 years ago. A midsummer Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, 56% of Americans said immigration helps the U.S. more than it hurts, up from 49% at the end of 2015, while just 31% said it hurts more than it helps. The favorable attitude toward immigration is shared by just 38% of Republicans, though even that reading is higher than it was at the end of 2015. In North Carolina, investigators with the Bipartisan State Elections Board, which last week voted unanimously to delay certifying a congressional race, have identified hundreds of potential witnesses to interview, many of them voters whose absentee ballots were never turned in, according to the people familiar with the probe. Some say Republican operatives collected absentee ballots from voters, which would be illegal. After a federal court ordered suspension, the Pentagon will begin sending a backlog of thousands of green card holders to recruit training, suspending a policy adopted by the Trump administration last year that required more stringent background checks for some immigrants wanting to serve, according to two defense officials and an internal memo. Prominent members of the protest movement that has rocked Paris in recent weeks are threatening to boycott talks with the government of Emmanuel Macron, which frustrated the president's attempts to try to defuse the situation and now have forced him to capitulate. And finally, trying to quell its most serious political crisis, the French government of President Emmanuel Macron announced that it would suspend the gasoline tax increase that angered the yellow vest protesters who wreaked violent havoc in Paris and around France for the last 3 weeks. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.